nervous about going to camp. What if I get homesick? Why none of the kids want to be my friend?
I remember feeling the exact same way. And here's the good news, it's normal. Hi, it's a great day here at Keys for Kids. My name is Zach, and guess what? You're in the right place. Anytime you have to go to somewhere new with people you don't know, you might be a little nervous. But the good news is you're never really alone if you're a Christian, because God goes with you everywhere. In Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 8, here's what Moses wrote. The Lord will be with you. He will not leave you or abandon you. Do not be afraid or discouraged. So if you ever get a little afraid when you have to go somewhere new, this story is perfect for you. It's called New Adventures. Hannah's pet ferret, Sam, stepped carefully through the grass. It was his first time walking outside on the new leash Hannah had just bought at the pet store. The fur on his tail was all puffed up, a sign that he was excited or scared. It's all right, Sam, Hannah said. She picked up the ferret and hugged him close. I know it's big and scary, but I'm here. I love you, and I'd never let anything happen to you. Hannah! Her mother called from the house a while later. Come inside now. You need to finish packing for Bible camp. Hannah scooped up Sam and carried him inside. Her mother handed her a stack of shirts, which Hannah placed in her duffel bag with a frown. Even the sight of the mischievous ferret stealing a flip-flop from her bag wasn't quite enough to make her smile. What's wrong? Mom asked, concerned. Aren't you excited for camp? Hannah shook her head. Everyone says camp will be fun, but I don't know. What if I get homesick or I don't feel well? What if nobody wants to be my friend? Mom smiled. I think you're feeling like Sam did about playing outside for the first time. The yard seemed so big and new to him. Hannah nodded. Just like camp does to me. I think Jesus wants you to remember exactly what you told Sam. He understands that it's frightening to try something new, but he'll be with you and take care of you each step of the way. He wants to reassure you of his love and faithfulness so you don't feel afraid. Mom reached over the packed bag to give Hannah a hug. Trust him to be with you in this new adventure and bring good things from it, like meeting new friends who will help you grow in your faith. Hannah smiled. Thanks, Mom. It makes me feel better about going to camp when I remember that Jesus loves me so much and will take care of me. They heard a scratching sound and glanced over to see Sam pawing at the door, eager to get out and explore some more. Mom grinned. It looks like Sam's not so scared anymore either. So how about you? Are there times when you don't know what to expect? Maybe you're moving to a new place, going to camp like Hannah, or attending a different church or school, or talking to a friend about Jesus. No matter how new or scary your situation is, Jesus is always with you. He will take care of you and give you strength and courage in your new adventure. Our key verse is Deuteronomy 31:8.
The Lord will be with you. He will not leave you or abandon you. Do not be afraid or discouraged.
And our key thought today, Jesus is always with you.
Hey, Zach, I know we shouldn't be mean to people, but what if the truth would sound mean?
In Ephesians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul is instructing the church on how they can grow spiritually. He says it's important that people speak to each other truthfully, but that they speak in love. What he means is that they should never shy away from being honest, but to be honest in the nicest way possible. So always tell the truth, but be sure to do it with kindness and in love. Thanks for listening to Keys for Kids.